good.
How satisfying, Tanner, was it to get the starting nod in a heated battle?
Just really excited. Super grateful for being able to come back off an injury, you know, and recover fully and feel really good out here flying around with the boys. But it's definitely been a heated battle in the room with lots of great players, and I think it's elevated all of us to play better. And I'm just super excited to put our finished product out on the field on Saturday. A lot of work this offseason that went into that.
What's worked so well for you in the transition from wide receiver to safety last year and just kind of where you've taken this position and had success?
I feel that just my football IQ from, you know, learning offensive schemes and understanding what weaknesses offenses are trying to attack, I think that's definitely something that's helped me mentally slow the game down as I'm playing back there. But just, you know, watching a lot of film, Jay Hill's one of the most knowledgeable coaches I've ever been around, so spending tons of time watching film with him and just understanding football has really, you know, helped me slow the game down. And when I'm out there, I just feel super comfortable and play loose and have a lot of fun.
They've got two freshmen listed behind you on the depth chart. Are you taking on essentially a mentorship role with Prassis and Tatuwa?
Absolutely. I love those guys as my brothers. They're great players. Obviously, they've come in and have, you know, earned the respect of not only our coaches but also the guys, the rest of the guys in the room and the rest of the guys on the team as great players. And, you know, I look forward to seeing them play a lot of football here at BYU and have a lot of success as well.
What's your excitement level just knowing that it's game week?
Oh, I'm so amped. I feel like I got to tone it down a little bit to not mentally exhaust myself or waste any energy before we get to the game. So I'm super excited.
What was ultimately the catalyst to make the move last season from wide receiver to safety? What kind of broke the camel's back there?
You know, I think there were just a lot of coaches who believed in me and believed in my athletic ability. You know, playing scout offense, being close to Coach Fowler, running the scout O for a while. He was someone who was definitely heavily involved in that. And then ultimately it came down to, you know, some good conversations with Coach Kalani, who has always believed in me as a football player and kind of encouraged that switch. And it was pretty natural right when Coach Hill got here. So I'm super grateful for those coaches who believed in me and gave me that opportunity to make the switch.
You started a lot of football games last year at free safety. This is
right.
Not new.
Right.
For, you know, it seems new, but last year, how many games did you start, and what did you learn about your skill set, your playmaking skills at that position?
Started three games last season. I think I've learned to trust what I'm seeing a lot more from last season to this season, but I definitely believe in myself as a tackler, as someone who will come down and, you know, make the plays that need to be made. And, you know, also someone who reads the field well and understands where quarterbacks are trying to attack just based on preparation during the week and understanding schemes. So I'm looking forward to, you know, even building upon and feeling a lot more confident in what I'm doing when we put that on the field on Saturday.
So. What do you know about the Saluki offense to this point in prep?
Right, big RPO team. They love run pass option. You know, we watched a little bit on their quarterback too, their transfer, who, you know, we think will be the starter. Who's pretty mobile, got a good strong arm. He'll throw the ball down the field and extends plays outside the pocket. So we're looking forward to staying in coverage and staying glued on those guys and getting a lot of good pressure too. I think our D-line is set to have a great game and cause him to, you know, make some errant throws outside the pocket.
I wanted to ask too about Micah Harper. For fans that maybe forgot about his playmaking ability, how would you describe how Micah has looked in camp and getting ready for the season?
Absolutely. Micah's an awesome player. He's extremely instinctive. I think that's what us as players and the coaches love about him, is he pulls the trigger when he sees things and really just has that instinct to know what's coming and makes a lot of plays that way. So we're excited to see him put that on the field.
When you saw your name at the top of the depth chart for free safety, what was your first reaction, and then who was the first person you called or told?
My first reaction was just gratitude, feeling grateful that, you know, my coaches recognize my abilities. I think as someone, you know, who's had an interesting journey here, it's very rewarding to feel that. And to, you know, I just felt immensely grateful to God, to my Heavenly Father, to my parents, to a lot of people who've helped me get here. And then definitely first call was to my parents. So, and then shortly thereafter, my wife, too. So she was super, super excited.
It's a
talking about your path here. You know, you come from the East Coast, a place BYU doesn't really recruit typically. Gray shirting, red shirting, walking on, switching positions. That journey that you've had, how are you able to take that and now use that, what you've learned to be a leader in this clubhouse now?
You know, I think it just adds to my character and who I am as a player and as a leader. I think my teammates, I feel that, and I hope that they recognize that in me, that I'm always going to be a come in, put my head down, and do whatever it takes to help us win and help us be better, you know. And so I come with that same approach every single day, and grateful that my teammates recognize that in me, and I want to inspire that in them as well, so that they can take that same approach not only to football but to life and tackle everything with that mentality of just outworking and outlasting if you have to.
What are you still a walk-on, or if not, when were you put on scholarship?
As far as I know, I'm still a walk-on, but given the way that NIL functions within our BYU program, Kalani takes care of everyone and looks out for all of our players. So super grateful to be being taken care of in a meaningful way like that. And I don't see myself as anything less than a scholarship player, and there's really no difference in the way that they're treated. So,
but has that been a grind financially on you being a walk-on, or because of NIL, is it not the typical walk-on story?
I mean, I would have to say it's probably a little bit more difficult. I'm grateful to have been blessed by, you know, a number of generous people as well who are very invested in me and my success. And, you know, Nick Greer being one of those people at Bill, you know, who helped us out a lot. You know, King Hussein. There's a number of other people who have been showed up several times for the walk-ons on this team and helped us be able to focus on football, you know, and put that first. So
on the roster, who's been a great mentor to you as a teammate, be able to put you in a position that is of success and prominence?
Would love to shout out Ben Bywater, you know, a guy who may not be on the roster now, but, you know, we were planning on him being here, and he was here. Great brother of mine who was able to spend a lot of time around, and someone who always believed in me and encouraged me, even from when I was playing scout wide receiver, you know, on the scout team. He always believed in me, and when I made the switch, he was super excited for that. And I would say guys like Talon Alfrey and Ethan Slade have really taken me under their wing as well, just to help me adapt to the switch and really love and embrace the culture of our defense.
With the injury you've had and the walk-on status, have you ever thought about, is this not worth it and packing it in, or have you always been, I'm going to finish this thing?
No, when I commit to something, I'm all in on it. So my mind's been set on having this opportunity to start and to make a lot of plays and make a lot of people proud here at BYU. And so I've that's never gone through my mind.
BYU has a rich tradition of walk-ons. What's your message to those young men that may follow that same path of being a walk-on at BYU?
You know, take the bet on yourself, right? Trust the process and be willing to do whatever it takes to make your dreams come true, right? And to accomplish those goals that you have for yourself. And, you know, I think this is definitely a place where that is possible, because there's coaches who believe in players. You know, someone like Jay Hill, who has made the promise over and over again that the best guys are going to play. So if you're a walk-on who grinds until he's the best guy, then, you know, you're going to be rewarded. So I think my message to that would just be to outwork everyone around you and find ways to get better that might, you know, that other people might not be doing, right? Some people, there's a lot of things on the surface that people focus on that they think are super important that at the end of the day don't really mean that much. And so finding ways to gain an edge on the guys around you and compete is something super meaningful.
Anything else?
Just, it's probably on your bio, but what's your wife's name and what are your parents'
name? My wife's name is Corinne. So we got married in May. And then my parents are Ryan and Cher Wall.
Okay, so Corinne would be
Corinne. Yep.
Like the town in northern.
Absolutely, Utah. Yep. See it on the back of all the trucks.
and then you're a smart guy. What are you studying right now?
So I just graduated actually in finance, and I'll be starting my MBA in finance as well this fall. So
congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tanner.